K-E-A-L-A-X, statewide one.
K-E-V-1. Hey, KK Joe.
So far, so good, Tom? N-A-W-R-O.
Oh, he's understanding on the previous day.
Well, your first one was a little better. That one was getting a little digital. I think it says 118. So try it again.
Mobile.
Waiting for it to drop in there. Yeah, see, you're right at the edge there. That's why. I heard that one. About 117. So you're on Mount Clemens. Where are you at? Location?
Auburn Hill.
Well, nothing better than Mount Clemens for over there. I heard that fine. How's it getting out there? Is it warm? I haven't even been outside yet.
Oh, it's definitely warm out. Got the AC going and the windows rolled up. It's getting
there. All right. You're getting a little choppy there. Mostly copy, Pat. It's getting hot out there. Luckily, you got the newer van. I'm still going to call that your new van, though. So, but I'll cut you loose. Not doing so well on a DMR right now in your current location. Maybe it'll change in a little bit. But N-A-W-R-O, after you, sir.
W-A-F-U.
K-E-A-A-W-L. How's everybody doing tonight?
K-E-A-W-U-L.
K-E-A-W-U-L. W-A-L-F-N.
Why, hello there. How are you?
Doing good, John. How about you? Was that you testing your radio a minute ago? The cop telling it as I was getting back to my truck.
No, that wasn't, I don't think it was me. I was carrying my radios out in a big handful. I got three of them with me. And I heard somebody throw out a call sign, and it kind of sounded like mine. And so I threw out my call sign in case someone was calling me. But yeah, I didn't really know what I heard before I keyed up, so... If someone was testing, I think I heard it, but I'm not sure if they were calling me or not. But I have been meaning to get back to you. I think I had to cut it short last time, so I'll send it back to you for now. But how was your day? You staying cool?
Yep, staying cool. I got home from work early and. Running a few errands. I'm in the middle of remodeling my bathroom, so I gotta go home and bust out tile before the plumber comes in tomorrow. So I'm kind of close. I think we have some storms coming tonight, tomorrow. I'll give you a quick pause for whoever was testing the radio if they want to get back on here. W-8-L-F-A.
I heard nothing. That's a. That's the lovely part of owning your own home is having to gut everything and get it all ready for everybody and for all the renovations. But then the other lovely part is when it's all done and you get to use it every day and it's nice and fancy and so that'll be nice. That'll be something to look forward to for sure. And it's always nice to put some work into the house. I haven't put anything into our house in quite a long time, so we're overdue. But I don't know how I would ever find the time.
Yeah, that's the problem is time is never on your side, right? I've been in the same house the last 9 years now, and... just now getting to the main bathroom that's been original to the house. it's one of the things where I'm definitely paying for it this time, but you know, I don't have as much time as before. I've outsourced a lot of the work that I would normally do myself. So, whatever, such is life, I guess. That's where I'm at. What do you got going on today?
Today I have to go. I'm about to leave to head to St. Clair Shores to pick up a washer and dryer with my brother, and then bring it to his house, and then bring it into his house. And we got to look at. I guess the current washer and dryer in his house is leaking. But I just found out today that. I think he thought it was the washer and dryer, but I found out today that it sounds like it might be the lines leading up to it, and so it might not be the washer and dryer. But luckily he's getting it for free, so it doesn't hurt to replace the washer and dryer. And then a
Oh, congratulations. What kind of VCAT did you get?
They're all handhelds. And so I finally decided that it was time for a mobile. So I got a 8PX 8500 mid power. So, and I'm kind of a noob to them. So I will have probably a week or so of fiddling and getting it, provisioned into the car. You know, I don't know what all I will need to buy. I see there's a bunch of different cables that are fancy, and I'm wondering if I'm going to have to get those QMA cables, I think they're called, but we'll see. But, yeah, I got, like, three things. I got a programming cable coming tomorrow from FedEx, and then I have an antenna coming from UPS, and I have the radios coming from USPS. So it's like all three trucks are showing up tomorrow for the same project, which is kind of interesting. I didn't mean for that to happen, but it just worked out. So with any luck, I'll have it up and running this weekend, but I'm also supposed to go diving this weekend. So I like I said, I don't know how anyone has time to do anything, because I sure don't.
Well, first of all, congratulations on the EPX 8500 top-line mobile. It's a great radio. I'm sure you're going to love it. Lots of peripherals. I'm sure there's other guys that probably help you. Make sure you get the right cables and harnesses and everything else that goes with it. But it's bulletproof, and the ignition sensor is super nice to have. And I ended up paying money to have my XPR mounted in my truck because I wanted a nice professional install, and I didn't want to screw it up or have it take a whole weekend to get completed. So that's what I ended up doing. But yeah, you're gonna love that radio.
Nice. Where did you have it professionally installed at? That's something I think that I would probably like to do as well. Not 100% sure, but I'm not a dummy, but I'm not the best at car power, you know. I just want to do it right and not have any problems, like you said. So the darn radio costs almost as much as the car. So I gotta make sure that one little thing doesn't just destroy it all.
Yeah, I went through Synergy Wireless in Troy. They outfit police cars and fire trucks and all that. So they do the install all day. I also had them do an NMO mount in the roof of my truck as well. I mean, they had the antenna and all the cables and everything already on hand, so I didn't have to order anything. And they included all that at the price. And they're real good about putting a circuit breaker at the battery where the cables first attach the battery, so I have that going to a bus bar where it's fused 25 pack seats. I can add more radios to it if I want, and like I said, they were able to do the ignition sense and make it all look nice and clean and tidy and knock out in a couple hours.
Gotcha. Yeah, that would be awesome. I think the ignition sense sounds relatively self-explanatory, but what does that do? I'm assuming it just senses whether or not the car is on and maybe behaves differently if it's running or not. Or maybe it has something to do with, preserving the power when the battery gets low. But I honestly don't know. So I'll ask someone that does.
Yeah, so it's a built-in relay is the easiest way to explain. When the car is off, the radio is off, and when you turn the car on, the radio turns on. So you have to keep pressing the power button. And the settings for the radio and GPS, you can adjust the power off timer. So I have mine set up to where when I turn my truck off, the radio turns off 10 minutes after it says that the truck is off. So that way if I'm in the middle of a QSO, I can turn my truck off and still keep talking for a few minutes. But then after that 10 minutes is up, it shuts off completely so I'm not draining my battery.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah. Yeah, that sounds like something I'll have to set up as well. It seems like it would be a good idea. I wasn't sure how that works and, like, how smart the radio could be. It's like they have the stuff like the FutureCom and things like that that I was kind of entertaining for a future project. I don't know. I assume that doesn't work if the car is off. I suppose you could probably make it do that, but then, you know, how do you prevent it from just draining the battery completely? But yeah, I don't know. That would be at a minimum, you know, I think to start out with, that's probably what I should do. And I'll probably do something similar, like 10-minute time. And then after that 10 minutes is up, I will have it power down as well. That seems logical.
Yeah, I'm not sure about the EPX, but my XPR is known to have a parasitic drain on the battery. There's all kinds of stories of guys not having it wired up for ignition sense, and they come out to their truck and their battery's dead after leaving it all night. So I didn't want to actually leave it on and have that issue. And in fact, it just self-powers down the correct way, so I don't have to worry about it just cutting out or having some kind of power glitch. I like it. So anyways, I am at my destination. I'm going to have to let you go. Potato in the store. We got one more errand to run before we're back in the truck. So KEWUOWA8LFA. I'll be calling your final.
All righty. Well, you have a good day, sir. And we'll talk again soon. Good luck on the house. And hope that all turns out great. For now, this is KE8WUO. I'll be clear.
Hey, John, real quick, if you're still there, N-A-W-R-O.
I am still here. Go ahead, Tim. How are you?
Very good. Hot one out there, I hear. Yours truly hasn't even been outdoors yet. But it looks like I'm going to be doing the D2 net connection, and we might be able to fit that in. But then, you know, they got that line of storms you've probably been watching, right? It's out in Lake Michigan right now. So if it stays together, big F, right, that, might be something we have to deal with later. But looks like you got something to do after work. So we'll let you know we're all set until that storm hits, that is.
All righty. Yeah, I always forget about the D2 net. I'll be in the car in like 10 minutes, and then I'll monitor, and I'll try to get in if I can. I'll be down there towards St. Clair Shores area, so I might be able to sneak into the repeater and check in, and we'll see. But, yeah, I have been watching the storms kind of rolling through periodically throughout the day, and then I do see the big mess out there, over Lake Michigan, so... knock on wood, we won't have to deal with that later, but I'll be ready if we do. So I am definitely going to be monitoring, and we can pause the washer-dryer project should we need to.
Copy that. appreciate it. Always like you kind of there as well, but although technically I guess you're auxiliary doing that backup, but it is appreciated if you could make yourself available. That's still a big if, though. We don't even know, but appreciate you watching, John. I'll cut you loose, let you go. NAWRO, after you, sir.
All right, I kind of know at this point right now no one else is trained really on the Skywarn log and how to, you know, get that all going. So I don't really expect anyone else to do that. And so if we do light up, I know that's on me. It might not be a bad one for you to practice taking check-ins on. You don't have to do it today, but maybe it is because you don't get to ask them to repeat themselves. So, I don't know. We'll hash this out as we get closer. I'm hoping I can get home and get on to the Hoyt phone before that all makes its way all the way over here. But I will keep you updated, and we'll go from there.
Copy the last. Appreciate it. I'll be here available by Hoyt and Discord and all the usual methods. Drive safe. NAWRO clear.
Alrighty. 73s. I'll talk to you in a bit. I'm going to grab a Mountain Dew, and then I'll be mobile in the car, so I'll be able to chat here. But I just got to go hit the vending machine, and then I'll be mobile. So I'm going to step out for like 4 minutes, and then I'll be monitoring. KE8WUO. NAWRO from KE8WUO. Were you over here, Brian?
KC8MXG listening on Brandmeister, Michigan State.